The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is hacks for container gardening. Container gardening in 2026 is all about saving money, maximizing efficiency, and ensuring healthy plants with clever shortcuts. No matter if you have a large patio, greenhouse, or tiny balcony, use these hacks for container gardening to help your plants thrive. They include ways to enhance plant aesthetics, reduce soil volume, and implement smart watering strategies. Repurpose containers. Almost anything can be a planter as long as it has drainage. Use old rain gutters for vertical herb gardens or galvanized buckets and whiskey barrels for a rustic look. Get creative and you'll find yourself with a cost-effective and truly unique container garden. Rotate. Turn your pots a quarter turn every week to promote even growth. This ensures all sides of the plant receive equal sun exposure and prevents leaning towards the light source. Pot feet for drainage. Use stones, pot feet like these from Lowe's, or bricks to lift pots off the ground. This prevents water from pooling underneath, which can cause root rot and even damage your floor surface. Next, the thrillers, fillers, and spillers rule. If you truly want a professional look, this rule is for you. Use one tall focal plant, the thriller, several bushy plants to occupy space, the fillers, and trailing plants to cascade over the edges, spillers. Watering efficiency. Watering efficiency is critical in container gardening because potted plants rely entirely on the gardener for hydration and nutrients, and their environment presents unique challenges that can lead to rapid moisture loss. Try these watering hacks for container gardening. First, self-watering wine bottles. This one is practical and attractive. Fill an empty wine bottle with water and quickly invert it into the soil. The water will slowly seep out as the plant needs it, which is perfect for short vacations. Particularly fun with textured or colored bottles. Next are terracotta olas. Bury an unglazed terracotta pot with no drainage holes, also known as an ala, up to its neck in a larger planter and fill it with water. The water will sweat through the clay directly to the roots of surrounding plants. And finally, the double potting method. Place your growing pot inside a slightly larger decorative pot and fill the gap with moss or stones. This creates an insulation layer that reduces evaporation and keeps roots cool. Soil and weight saving hacks. In container gardening, using the correct lightweight, soilless media rather than heavy garden soil is crucial for plant health and ease of mobility. The lighter weight of soilless mixes makes containers easier to move around the garden, patio, or balcony to adjust for sunlight, temperature changes, or seasonal protection. For example, bringing non-hardy plants indoors for the winter. First up, the coffee filter drain cover. Place a coffee filter over the drainage hole at the bottom of your pot. This allows the water to flow out while preventing soil from washing away and making a mess. Number two, use fillers for large pots. If you have deep planters, don't fill the entire thing with expensive soil. Instead, fill the bottom third with lightweight materials like empty plastic bottles, nursery pots, or packing peanuts before adding your soil. And last, the DIY high-quality mix. Save money by mixing your own potting soil using a ratio of roughly 50% peat moss, 25% bark or perlite, and organic fertilizer. Here's a link to learn more about creating your own soil mixtures. 6 recipes are included. Pro tip, avoid using the following as filler. First, do not use materials that can degrade quickly, can compact over time, leading to poor drainage or root rot. Don't forget to check for drainage holes to help offset the issue. Number two, materials that are too heavy can make planters difficult to move and put stress on the container. And lastly, materials that can react with the plant or soil, which can harm plants by changing the pH.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.